We are on Daf Yudalid. Daf Yudalid is today's Daf, and we are discussing. We're in Perek Elohim HaMemunim. Yesterday we had the Mishnah, which listed off the 15 appointees to the different positions in the Beis Hamikdash. We had different pshatim in the Gemara. Were these actual names of people that lived at the same time? Were these the best people that did the job throughout the period, or were this just the name of the position as the Vilna Gaon commanded? So we are discussing the different positions. So we are on the bottom of Yigimel and Bebeis. We just finished discussing the opinion of the position of Psachya, who had tremendous chachma. So now we are up to Ben Achia. Five lines up from the bottom, Ben Achia, he was in charge of the Bnei Me'ayim. He was in charge of keeping the Kohanim healthy. Al Yidei Shehayu HaKohanim Mahalchim Yachavim Al HaRitzpah. Since Kohanim always walked barefoot on the floor, Vahya Ochlid Basar V'shosin Mayin, and they ate a lot of meat and drunk a lot of water, Hayu Bayin Lidei Choli Me'ayim. That's a recipe for stomach aches, for intestinal problems. Vahaviyoda, and this family knew, or this man knew, Haydin Chamar Tavlamaya, Vaydin Chamar Samar Mamaya. He knew which wine would be a healant and which wine would make things worse. That's why he was in charge of this. So interesting discussion. It says Ochlin Basar Vishosin Mayim. He used to eat meat, which is could be also be Klu Kashi Kachim, which has to be eaten in the Azara, and drink water. Where are they getting water from? They all took water bottles into the Beis Hamikdash? Where's the water from? The only water, and this, so the Pesher Dover, quotes from Yosef Engel, the only water that was in the Azara was for the Nisa Chamayim on Sukkos. It's the only water, there were no water fountains. That wasn't part of the structure of the Tzivui. So where'd the water come from? The Pashtus is, it can't be the Nisa Chamayim because that has to be poured. So Pashtus is they brought water in. What, it's difficult to say they ate the meat in the Azara, then they went outside to get a drink, then they went back in. When you eat, you drink along with it, you drink some water. So, Rabbi Asvegal quotes the issue, does water fall under the Isser of Havas Chulun Lazara? We know there's a separate discussion, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, in Perek Beis, the Rambam writes, V'lo behema v'chaye bilvad, not only do animals, are you not allowed to bring an animal into the Azara for no reason, ela kol ha'chulin asur lachisam l'azara. You can't bring any non-kadosh item in. Afilu basar shchuta operos v'pas, even shechted meat or fruit or bread. Imavar v'echnisan mutav achil k'shahayu. If you brought them in, you're allowed to eat them. The chulin bazar doesn't make it asur v'achila. But v'dvar me'ilu kulin divrei kabbalahim. And therefore, this is the Isra of Havas Chulun Lazar. So, the question is water included? So there's a long four-column Mishnah Lamelech here that discusses the sheet of the Rambam. Because the Rambam, after all, says, anything you bring in, like shecht and meat and bread and fruit. Is that dafka? Why did the Rambam give those examples? The Rambam didn't say even water. So the Mishnah Lamelech says, maybe the only Isra of Chulun Lazar is something that you bring in that there's a parallel that's brought as an actual carbon. So, meat of an animal, that obviously meat of animals grows a carbon. Peiros, bikurim. Bread, lechem, you have carbonos mincha. So suggest the Mishnah Melech, again, it's a long piece, but maybe Havas Chulun Lazara only applies by something that is a parallel that is brought as a carbon. So the question is, what about water? As if Yosef Engel Sa'ara. Here it sounds like they're drinking water inside. So maybe there's no Isser. Is there an Isser of water on Sukkos? Because there's a Avod of Nisach HaMayim. So the kiyar, that's from the kiyar, but they didn't drink the water from the kiyar. Or they didn't, you wash your hands and your feet from the kiyar. Yes, the kiyar was in between the mizbeach and the heichal. That's where the kiyar was. You had to go around to get there. But that was from the well, and it wasn't drunk. Yeah. The amas hamayim. So the amas hamayim that we used to clean everything. So I don't know if they drank water from there. There was a blood and dirt floating around in there, getting everything out. Delishchos, whether they were benuyos bakodesh, maybe they were benuyos bakodesh. So mimanafshach, if they were built in the Azara, so you might have the Isser of Havas Chulun Lazara there. If they were outsides, then maybe again you have to give some answer. Food and not drink. The Rambam says afilu kol davar. Right. Right. So the question is, why does he give those examples? That's the question. Why does he give those examples? Kol ha'chulin. Again, you might say mayim a lot of times. There's a different halacha than everything else. You're allowed to drink mayim right before davening. You're allowed to drink mayim, even though the Gemara says asur litom kodem atfila for the pshitas palal. Okay, it's just the ha'ara that here it says v'shosin mayim. So you got to work it out. Last line. Nechun yishofer chofer shichin. Nechun yanu where to dig in order to find water for the people coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Shahaya Chofer Shichin Maros, he used to dig pits and caves. Vahavi Yada, and he knew Haidin Kaif Makaramaya, which rock, Kaif is a rock, Kifin, which rock had cool water under it? Vahaidin Kaif Isbe Sharav Ruve, and which one had warm water, from the word Sharav. Vyad Hecha and Sharav Ruvuse Matya, and how deep you have to dig for the water to be warm in order to switch to cold. He knew the, this science. How to figure out the cold water and the hot water. Amar Abalazar, Umeis Bino Batzama. Nechunya's son died of thirst. It's a parallel Gemara in Bava Kama. It's a very difficult line. What does this mean? It sounds like he was the one that was always Osek in bringing water to Klal Yisrael, and his son died of thirst. Why? If you look at the Tekan Chalitin on the third line, Umeis Bino Batzama. Ki Bemida Sha'adam Zahir Bama'od. If somebody is very, very careful about a certain midah, and then he has a slight pagam in that behavior, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays him back regarding that. Because he excels, he is known for this, and Dafka, he did not do it perfectly, so he's ne'enash alav b'yoser. Again, a little hard to fathom. You know, you would think that if somebody excels, you know, so a person's not going to excel at anything, because they don't want to be punished in that area. But says the Tiklan Chazatin, that's the message here. The person excels in a certain area, he has to be very careful in that area. Kidda Matzina, Perakzayin, the Bamatzia. As he goes to Gemara Bamatzia, there was a certain Rav, Amor, Rav Buzzer, Rav Shimon, that was always very careful not to say anything bad, not to listen to anything bad about Chachamim. And one day, they saw that there was a insect coming out of his ear. And they said, what's going on here? And there was one time that he wasn't careful. So that's why he was punished in that way. And that's because at the end, V'hachanami, Shaya Ochez B'midah Tova Zul Hamsi Mayim L'Rabim, he always had this tremendous midah to be Mamsi Mayim for the Rabim. Ukshi'iru Lo Dlo Nizar, when he wasn't Nizar, he was punished in this world. Again, the Tiklum continues, Lo'om Haba, he gets his schar. But in Lo'om Hazeh, he's going to be punished for not fulfilling this midah. That is why also he quotes later on, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that Tzadikim are always worried, Sher B'yigra Machet. Maybe, even though I'm such a high level, what do you mean, Machet? Look at the level he's on. No, it could be that because he's so on such a high level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done him differently. Okay, we're going to have the line also, similar line, in a minute. Let's continue. Okay, so that's a question whether he's a katan or not. That just has to do with the issue of whether a son can be punished for the actions of the father. Amar Bichanina. Man to Amar Achmana Vatran. Gives Vatran b'nei ma'ohi. Somebody says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives things up. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a baldin. So then his b'nei ma'ohi, his insides, his intestines is going to be loosened. Yis Vatran b'nei ma'ohi, meaning he's going to fall apart. Ela ma'arich ruchei. But all Kadosh Baruch Hu does is he has erech apayim, he has patience. But ultimately, v'gavi didei. Ultimately, Kadosh Baruch Hu is gova. Kadosh Baruch Hu collects his chov. And he just pushes things aside, lets it slide for a little while. This piece is quoted. As you know, get through the Masilas Yesharim we mentioned a couple of days ago, Pinchas Ben Yair. So all the way at the beginning of the Masilas Yesharim, Perak Dalet, it talks about tshuva. That's about tshuva there, and he says, really, there are, or even midas hadin versus midas harachamim. It says in the Masilas Yesharim at the end of Perak Dalet, v'im tomar im kein midas harachamim l'mahi omedes. What exactly does the midas harachamim do? Kiven sha'al kal panim tzorach ledakte begin al kal davar. After we know this Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is bedaktek, so what does Midas HaRachamim do? So it says in Masilas Yesharim three things. Hatshuva, the answer is Vadai Midas HaRachamim Hikimu Shel Olam Shlohi Omid Zulaso Klal V'Chal. The world will not be able to exist in din. Just true, we all make mistakes. We all mess up in certain areas, and yet Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish us right away. So really, Midas HaRachamim is needed for the world to exist. The afal pikein ein midas hadin loke. But even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with midas harachamim, still midas hadin still works. Vizeh, he continues, that really there are three areas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachamim on us. Ki lefi shuras hadin mamish, hayaroi she'achoti yonish miyad. First of all, midas hadin would say that you have to get punished right away. Tekef lecheta b'liam tana klal. Immediate punishment. Number two, v'gam shahonish atzmo yeh b'charon af. Karoi lefi shemamre piya boriz barach shemo. Number two, it should be immediate and it should be commensurate with the action that we did. Number two. Number three, v'shalo yeh tikkun l'chei klal. There should be no way out of it. immediate, commensurate, and no way out. Because after all, how can a person change what happened? History happened. I already made the mistake. You can't change what happened. You can't go back in time. Says the Mesulah Sisharim, Amnam, that's Midas Harachamim. Goes the opposite of these three. Midas Harachamim, he eno sen is hefech, hashlosha dvarim shezacharnu. Number one, it gives the chote extra time. Number one, it's not immediate. Number two, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us, it's on a much lower scale. He gives us a lot of Midas Harachamim, changes the onesh. We don't get what we deserve, even when we get it. And number three, we have the chance to wipe everything away and not get anything. The concept of tshuva. So Midas HaRachamim, Midas HaDin does kick in, it's just delayed, and it's just on a lower level, and he gives the chance for tshuva. That's Midas HaRachamim. He counters all those three. But if a person has charat the mamish, then it's as if it doesn't have. V'zeh chesed v'adai she'enu mishur HaDin. Al kapanim yehu chesed she'enu machish HaDin lagamre. It's not shuras HaDin, but still, Midas HaDin does apply if a person does not do tshuva, and if a person is going to get punished, just later, and not in the full swing of things. So that is the Mesulah Sisharim related to this Gemara. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a ma'arich af, he delays, but he still carries out at the end. Amar of Acha, Ksiv, connected to what we just said, also, V'svivav nis'ara ma'od. V'svivav, those who are right around him, nis'ara ma'od, are in a storm. Medaktik iman kechut asayra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik, as Chazal say. He's very careful with those close to him, like the thread, kechut asayra, like a very thin thread. Meaning he has a very high standard for gedolim, for people who are close to him. Am Reb Yossi, lo mitam hazeh. There's a different pasuk that teaches us this idea. Ela min madef siv, the following. Benora hu al kol sevivav. He is Nora, he is awesome on those who surround him. Ma'ora o al akrovim yosem min arachokim. Right, those who are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are judged differently because they have more appreciation of him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medachlik with them more. Rav Chagai b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman. There was a story, Ma'isa b'chassid echad. There was a story about a pious man. Shahaya is a question, who was this pious man? If you look at the parallel story that comes up in Baba Kama, some say this was by Nechunya's daughter. But here it's not. It's chassid echad. So it's a different story, similar story. There was a man who used to dig wells and caves and get water out for all the passerbyers. Pam achas haisa bito overes lihinasei v'shatvanahar. One time his daughter was going on her way to get married. V'shatvanahar, and one of the rivers that he had helped dig out overflowed and she drowned. V'haven kol ama. Everybody came to visit him, to try to comfort him. They tried to comfort him, and he did not accept. Tanchumin, as the Tikkun Chatan says here, if you look down a little bit, because as we're going to see, this girl is going to turn out to be alive in the end. But that's why he didn't accept Tanchumin, because you don't accept Tanchumin on the Chai. Right, Rashi quotes this by Yosef and Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, on some Ruach HaKodesh hidden level, he knew Yosef was alive, or just that was his raya that Yosef was alive. That he didn't accept Tanchumen, because in Mekabel Tanchumen Menachai. So the Gemara says, Gzeira La'meishin Shtachich Menalev, Lacha Yud Beis Chodesh. After Yud Beis Chodesh, we forget. That's why there's a concept called Yartzeit. Yartzeit is so that we don't forget. Every Yud Beis Chodesh, once a year, we have to have a Yartzeit. That's why the Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes in Hilchas Avelus that the old minhag was to put up the matseva on the first Yartzeit. Now we have different minhagim, do it earlier, but some have a minhag to do it at the end of Shiva. But again, the minhag that Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes is Yud Beis Chodesh. Why? Because that's when you start forgetting. For started forgetting after Yud Beis Chodesh. That's why we saw that Chassam Sofer says Parsha Zachar is once a year. Why? Because we have to remember. How do you remember and not forget? Well, at least once a year. So you see, Gzeira ala mace should estachich min aleiv. So after 12 months. So that's why here it wasn't. He didn't accept tanchumim. So also they quote from the b'shem Chassam Sofer that the quote on Tisha B'Av that the Gemara says above Basra kol misabel Yerushalayim zoche v'roe b'simchasa. Anybody that's available in Yerushalayim sees and merits its rebuilding. So the Chassam Sofer says, it doesn't say Yizkeh V'Yireh, it says Zocheh V'Roeh, present tense. I shouldn't be Yiskev Yira. Says the Chassam Sofer, no, if you're still being Misabel on Yerushalayim, Harai that it's not totally dead. Harai that is being rebuilt right now. That's Zochever, if you're still being Misabel. You haven't accepted Tanchumen. Zochever Ro'ah B'Sam Chassos. That's why it's present tense. Okay, so here, all that's veiled, not accepting Tanchumen on a chai. So here he did not accept Tanchumen. Oh, Rav Pinchas ben Yair Lagabei. Rav Pinchas ben Yair came in also. Boy Menachamte. He also tried to comfort this person and he wouldn't accept it. I'm alone. Don't who chesed chon. This is your pious person? Pinchas ben Yair says, this person doesn't accept the gzeir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, you can't even fathom what a terrible tragedy this person is feeling. Rav Pinchas ben Yair gets upset. He should have such a reputation of a chesed. And yet he doesn't accept Tanchumen. Umbrella Rebbe, Kachvakachaya Osa, Kachvakachirale. Rebbe, you don't understand. This is what he did his whole life. And this is what happened. How can you fault him? This is what happens. Amar said to Pinchas ben Yair, it can't be. After Shayim Bechabit is Baruch B'mayim, Umakabchu B'mayim, is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this? Or that this was done to him? That he devoted his whole life to water and she was punished with water? It can't be, said Pinchas ben Yair. Miyad nafla havara be'ir. All of a sudden, there was a rumor that was going around the city. There was something going on, and all of a sudden, baz bito shaloso hish. Suddenly, the girl walked in. Suddenly, the so-called daughter walked in. Ista'ari besuchsa isari. Some say that she got caught on a branch, and she was saved. The ista'ari malach yarad kidmus from Pinchas ben Yair v'hitzila. Or a malach came down that looked like a Pinchas ben Yair and saved her. Either way, he was saved. First, we'll talk about what she saved due to his statement. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekayim, what a tzaddik says, or he knew. Either way, that's the story. Okay, Gavini Cruz. Gavini was in charge of making announcements. Shayim Machrez Beis HaMikdash. What did he do? He used to make announcements at the Beis HaMikdash. Mahayomer, what did he make announcements? What did he say? So he woke up the Kohanim. Imdu HaKohanim Lavoda, wake up! Kohanim, it's time to do the Avoda. Uluviyim Luduchanam. Remember, it was early in the morning. They had to get up. Uluviyim Luduchanam, and Luviyim, get up to your platforms to the Duchen. The Yisrael Mamadam, and the Bnei Yisrael, who represented the rest of Klal Yisrael for that week, they have to get up for their Maimud, they also have to be there. So that's what he used to do. Agrippas HaMelech Shoma Kolo Arches Parsaos. Agrippas HaMelech used to hear the Gvini's voice 8 Parsaos away. If you do the math, the Tiklan Chatan here does the math a little bit. 8 Parsaos, one Parsa is 4 mil, right? And a mil is 2,000 Amos. So if you do the math, Ches Parsaos is about 20 miles away. It's about 28 miles away. So he heard the voice 20 miles away. An amazing nace, or just strength, that took place, that Agrippas was able to hear the voice so far away. And he was so excited about hearing the voice 8 miles so far away, v'noson lo matonas harbe, he gave him many presents. The Tiklan Chazan here quotes a stira, that if you look in, where is it? Also, Shtam lo nace, Agrippas HaMelech, look about 10 lines down in the Tiklan, from where we're up to. Agrippas HaMelech, Shama Kol, Mishmona Parsos. After Kol Shal Kohen Gadol HaYishomen Asara Parsos. If you look in a Mishnah in Tamid, it says that the sounds of the voice of the Kohen Gadol was heard in Yericho. And we know Yericho was 10 Parsos away. So what do you mean 8 Parsos? 10 Parsos away it was heard. Kamash HaKasa B'Yericho HaYishomen Kol Shal Gvini Cruz Mikol Makom Havi Yov Davi B'Sabach Shmoneh Parsos. So you're right, it was heard 10, but the Agrippas HaMelech happened to be 8 Parsos away. So he's heard it. You're right. It was heard even 2 parsos past him, but he was 8 parsos away. V'shama Amelach Shohayisham Us. That's the suggestion of the Tikkun Chazitin. This is based on a Mishnah in Tamid. The Mishnah in Tamid has a whole list of items that occurred in Yericho. In Yericho, the end of the third parak in Tamid, in parak Amar Lohem Amamune. So there it says, Mi Yericho Hayushomin Kol Arza Makish Betzilsel, you heard the symbols. Miyericho Yishomen Kol Shara Gadosh and Niftach, they heard the gate, the big gate of the Beis HaMikdash open in Yericho. Miyericho Yishomen Kol Magrefa, they heard the shovel in Yericho. Miyericho Yishomen Kol Achalil, Miyericho Yishomen Kol Gvini Cruz, they heard that, that's this line. Miyericho Yishomen Kol Ha'etz, Shasa Ben Kadin Mukhni, they heard the Mukhni, the attachment to the kiyar as it was raised. They heard all of these wonderful things in Yericho. So that's the kasha. You know, Yericho was 10 parsos away, so that's why you have to say that's where he was. But there's an unbelievable rivid in his commentary on Tumid This is a Ravid to remember. You quote Ravids on Tamid. It's the only Ravid I know on Tamid by heart. But again, it's a Ravid on Tamid. You got to know this Ravid in the back, because the Ravid al Daf, if there's not enough room, they put the rest of it in the back. And the Pirush Ravid on Daf Lamed in Tamid, where the Ravid says, he quotes this pshat that maybe they just heard it far away, but it's Yericho is pretty far. We think about it now. Yericho, Yerushalayim. It's pretty far. Even if you want to say the Yericho now is not the biblical Yericho, it's at least close by. So he quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah, it must be, or somebody else. Mori Harav HaChassid Zal. The Rabbi quotes one of his Rabbeim. Omar, the Kalhanach Diktani, Shahayu Nishmain Mi Yericho, Maisa Nisamaya. Really, it was all in Ace, what they heard in Yericho. All these 10 things that the Mishnah lists, it was all in Ace. Vidafka Haya Bi Yericho Nishma, Vilo Vishart Stadim. It wasn't heard from Yerushalayim all the way to Yericho. It was heard in Yerushalayim. And it was also heard in Yericho. It was a nace that it was heard in Yericho, all these sounds. Why? Yericho was like Yerushalayim, says the Ravid. This was the first city conquered when Bnei Yisrael went in. Ukimo de Trumas Dagon. Tzarech Litrom Kein Nitrima Eretz Yisrael Atzma. Just like Trumas Dagon. Right, Dagon, you take Truma from your field. Klai Yisrael took Truma from Eretz Yisrael. Yericho is the Truma of Eretz Yisrael. Ubishvokach et Truma Yehoshua lios Kodesh. He even answers that the Mefarshim on Sefer Yehoshua are bothered. That what did Yehoshua do? He made everything in Yericho a Cherim. He says nobody was allowed to take from the Cherim. And then that's what led to the whole problem with Achan, that he took from the spoils. Nowhere do you find in the Psukim that Hashem told Yehoshua to make everything a Cherim. So some say, why did he do that? Why did he do that? But the Radak quotes one of his days like this Ravid. The Radak of Yeshua said, no, Yeshua thought, the first city, I have to give it true to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the first city of conquering. Lefichach hu kamo Yerushalayim. Amazing line. V'hayu nishmoyin ba'kol hanach detani. So why did all these things, were they heard in Yerushalayim, in Yericho? Kedei sheyargishu b'nei Adam shebi Yericho yesh kamo kein ksas kedusha. Kmo b'Yerushalayim. Lefichach be'elo yoser mishar dvarim, b'beishakol elu advarim, kol shar, etc. Heim tchilat avodas, hamavidim alakonim, v'day b'hanach. Okay, these 10 are enough, and everything else, they will get the picture, they will get the message. That's the Ravid. Yericho hi kimi yerush kmo Yerushalayim. Tragically, interesting, just, Yericho was the first city we gave back 10 years ago. But maybe that's the Truma. But at least we know fundamentally, Yericho is the Truma of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why there's no Kasha from that Mishnah. 8 parsos. It was 8 parsos. Ah, Yericho was 10 parsos far. Yericho was a separate issue. Yericho, there was Maisa Nisim, says the Ravid, and everything was heard there to make sure everybody realizes the special quality of the city of Yericho. Okay. Let's continue. Amazing, though, that note, right, Yeshua made a curse that nobody's allowed to live there anymore. Nobody's allowed to build there anymore. They're not be able to live there, but Yeshua, after the whole story, he says he curses, right? And that's why Chiya, later on in history, in Tanakh, he was punished for it. But out of any city where a Jew is not allowed to build, there's only one place besides Har HaBayis. But where else can a Jew not build, even halachically? Because Yehoshua ben Nun says, Arur HaIsh, that rebuilds the city of Yericho. But either way, fundamentally, we know that there's special Kedusha there. Maybe that's why we can't build, because he wants that to remain Truma. He wants that to remain Truma, HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, let's continue. Ben Gever on Eilat Sha'arim. Ben Gever was in charge of the gates, locking the gates. Tier game. Rav Kumi debase Rabbi Shela Kara Gavra Achris Kroza. In the Mishnah in Yuma, where it describes when the Trumas Hadeshin took place, it says it took place by the Kriyas HaGever. The Gemara here is discussing, what does the word Gever mean? Does it mean man, Gever, like a Gavra, or does it mean rooster? So says the rooster crows. So Rav Shela said, Kara Gavra Achris Kroza. Gever means the cruz, the announcer, the person. Amar Krala Tarnagola. Maybe it means that the rooster called out. How do you know it means a person? Amar Lei, Batanina and Ben Gever. But it says Ben Gever was appointed. Is the Cholamemer Bar Tarnagola? You see the word Gever in the Mishnayis refers to a person. So how can you say Gever refers to a Tarnagol? So that's why he says it must be the person. Ben Babi, Alabakia, Ben Bagi. Ben Babi was in charge of the wicks in the Beis HaMikdash. Shohayim Mizayik Psilis. He made sure they were exactly as long as they were supposed to be. What's the big chachma? How the wicks? So the Tosfos Yeshanim on Yuma says in Yuma, where this Gemara comes up, says that No, the wicks had to burn exactly for the entire night. And Rashi quotes in a number of places that they always put in the same exact amount of oil, a chatzilog, into all of the cups of the menorah, so that even it's enough for the long nights of teves. That's why he puts in that amount. But he puts the same amount in every day. But if it's the, let's say, the shorter nights of Tammuz, but it has to just burn for the night, not through the next day. That's why he had to make the thicker wicks. So you have to know exactly, thin wicks, thicker wicks, depending on the length of the night. Of course, the original machlokas we've shown him, there is a Rashidah of the Rambam that says you have to make it burn even during the day. But I guess that's not, it's just 24 hours, you got to make sure. That part wouldn't work here. That's a machlokas we've shown him, between the Rambam and other Rishonim. Rabbi Yossi, Ola Kufra, Rabbi Yossi once went into Kufra. Boi mimanya aleir parnasim. He wanted to appoint Parnassim leaders to take care of the respective issues in the city. Lo kiblam inhon. Nobody wanted to accept the responsibility. Two different reasons why. The Tiklan Chavitin says they thought it was beneath them. I'm sorry, the opposite. He said lo kiblam inhon because they wanted to run away from Kavod. It says in Pirkei Avos, snoas harabanus. While the Karban Eda says no, because they thought it was beneath them. I'm going to do this menial work? No way. I'm not going to do it. So, Alba Amar Kumeon, he says to them, Ben Babi Al-Bakia, Ben Babi did the wicks. He was Osek in this type of work. Umayim Zeshur Isman Al-Apsilus, Zachali Himarism Doli Hadar. If Ben Babi worked with this menial, quote-unquote, work, and he's listed with the great rabbis in the Mishnah, Atemsha Nismanim Al-Chayin Nefashas Lakoshagain, you're going to be appointed on taking care of the needs of the community, of really taking care of their lives. So of course, that is a tremendous schus. Ben Arza Latzilzel, Ben Arza was in charge of the symbols, Ki Hadutanina, and as the Mishnah says, Taman there, Heinif Haskan in Yoma, Heinif Haskan Besudarin Vehikish Ben Arza Latzilzel. They had to make sure that the Nisachayayin took place exactly with, I'm sorry, this is in Yoma. They had to make sure that the Nisachayayin took place exactly with the singing of the Levium. So the Skan Akonim used to wave a handkerchief standing on top of a high place, and Ben Arza used to bang a cymbal, and then they knew everything should start. So that's where the cymbal is referred to. Hogres Ben Levi Alashir, Amar Avacha, Nima Yisera Haya Yodeya. He had a great voice. The Amar Olav Alhogres Ben Levi, they used to say about him, Shoyimanim Es Kolob Ezemer, he had a beautiful voice. Ukshay Noiz Golol Betok Piv, he used to be able to put his thumb into his mouth, Hayamoti Kamimini Zemer. And the Pashas means various sounds used to come out. I guess obviously it just means beautiful sounds. But he used to have some type of special way of singing that it was beautiful. But he called Echav Akonim Nizkarin Lobavas Rosh. Everybody was like, whoa! Everybody had to stop what they're doing and were just shocked and awestruck by his beautiful voice. The house of Garmu, they were in charge of making the Lechem Aponim every Shabbos. They knew how to make the Lechem Aponim and also take the Lechem Aponim out. They knew how to take it, the Psukim quote in Parshas Truma that the Shulchan had special types of bowls. It wasn't really bowls, it was types of forms they used to make the Lechem Aponim in, and they used to use some of them to bake in and some of them to put on the Shulchan. So you had to take them out without the whole bread falling apart. Sometimes you try to take something out of its of the tin, and then the whole bottom stays on the tin, and it's all ruined. So they knew how to put the challah in, bake it, and take the challah out. It was really masa. V'lo ratzu l'lame. They didn't want to teach anybody how to do it. Other families. Shalchu chachamim ve'viu. So the chachamim sent them away. They fired them. They didn't want to teach anybody else. The heviu umanim Alexandria. They brought umanim from Alexandria. Shei bekiin ma'aselachem apanim. They knew how to do it. Ubrudias alohi bekiin, but they didn't know how to take it out. So beis garmu hayu masikin mi'vefnim v'rodin mi'bachutz. Beis garmu used to bake it inside the oven and then remove it from the oven and then take it out. V'lo ha'isem esafeshes, and it didn't fall apart. V'eloi masikin mi'vefnim v'rodin mi'bachutz. These other experts used to take it out while it was still in the oven. V'isem esafeshes, and it used to get rot. It used to fall apart. So Yishanim in Yuma again points out, even though one of the ten Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash was the Lechem Aponim never spoiled, that's only if you put it on the right way in the first place. But if you didn't put it right way in the first place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you ain't sokhan on it. You have to do your part. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do his part. If you put it perfectly beautiful on the Shulchan, that it will stay fresh the following week. But here they didn't do it right in the first place. Once the Chachamim realized that these new experts that they got from Alexandria weren't doing well, they said, we better get the other ones back. Amru, kol ma shebara kadosh baruch hu lechvodo bara. Everything Hashem created in this world, including people, it must be that they have a purpose in life. Shenemar kol pol Hashem lemaneu. So we got to get them back. So sholchu acharehem v'lo ratzu lavo achakaflu lehem scharan yud beis mana hayunotlin v'nasu lehem chafdalet. They didn't come back until they raised their, they doubled their salary. They used to take yud beis mana, and now they are going to take 24. Used to take 24, and now they take 48. Yeah? Were they Kohanim? Not 100% clear. Why? Because they had to do this? This is what they had to do this. Either way, if the Chacham say you're not doing it properly, get out of here. You know, even if... How could they get paid? Oh, so in the Chacham, maybe they weren't Kohanim. Maybe that's a riot that they weren't Kohanim. But again, they got paid from the Chubas Alishka. Unless this was above and beyond their regular Avoda. Might, even if they work on it, this might be above and beyond, and therefore they can get paid for it.
It's like what matzah
really
go bad.
Right, matzah's really go bad. I don't know, you try your matzah from Pesach now, you know, it's still crunchy, but it's, I would say it was like the soft, you know, like the soft matzahs the Sfaradim have, like those pitas, because it was bent, but it was bent up like a U, if you look in all the picture books for the Shulchan, it was bent up. Okay, Amru lahen b'bnei ma'ayit inat ha'mosim l'lamid. What's the problem? The Chachamim finally asked them. Why do you want to teach the families? Amru lahen, they said, al shem shamayim reason. Misora si bi'adeinu mi'avoseinu. We have a misora. Shahabayis hazeh asid l'charev. We know this bias is going to be destroyed. This bias. Shalo yilmadu acher bi'asla f'nei avodazar shalahem. So we don't want other people afterwards using this recipe and making breads for their avodazara. So that's why we don't want to teach it. Our kavanah al shem shamayim. It's not clear whether that was the truth or not. Because we're about to say, if you remember the Mishnah in Yuma we referred to yesterday, they were maskir l'gnai, because they didn't teach anybody the ingredients. It's varm halo maskir nosol shvach. But regarding the following issue, they were praised. Their children never had fresh white bread. Why? Because nobody should think that they got this from the lechem hapanim stash. From lechem hapanim sources, so that's a good thing. But for the earlier, for not telling anybody, they were still held accountable. Pashtus, it sounds like from the Gemara, because this wasn't the true reason. We're going to see later on that maybe Chazal thought it wasn't the true reason, but later on in history they really realized.
So,
it's a good pashtus. They always had to have kids. They always had to have kids to pass on the Mesorah. Similar discussion. Beis Avtinus were not only experts on making the Ketores, mixing all the Samanim together, they also could identify Ma'ale Ha'ashan, which is a type of herb which makes the Ketores go straight up. Again, one of the Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, but you have to do your part. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do his part. The Ma'ale Ha'ashan ingredient, herb, that was what made the Ketores go straight up. They didn't want to tell anybody. So again, Shalchu, maybe you want to meet the Shabbos Rishon, they sent them away, they brought others. They were Bekiyin and Bidabakhtoris, but not in Ma'ala Ashan. So Beis Avtinus, Haisa Mitamaris, Va'ola Kemakal, Uposa Vyaredes. So Beis Avtinus used to go straight up the smoke, and it came down, spread out nicely. Vishal Elo, Uposa Miyad. But these, it went spread out right away, it didn't go straight up. The Chachamim said, "Oh, everything is for Hashem. So we got to get them back. It must be they have a purpose in life." So they brought them back. So a different pasuk is quoted. There are mafarshim to talk about why different pasuk is quoted in the Bavli. The pasukim are switched. Either way, they didn't want to come. Achakafel and scharan again because until they double their salary, which again does not sound like such l'shem shemayim type of action, even though I saw one Mepharish who says, no, maybe they wanted to show how special this Avodah was. So they wanted to get more money so people would realize how special this Avodah was. Not that they were just holding out. They weren't going to go to binding arbitration. But they just took the money, they didn't take what they would get. Either way, they doubled the salary. Amr Lahan, same type of idea. Why do you want to teach anybody? We know that there's going to be a churban. Even though they were held accountable because they didn't teach anybody, regarding this, though, Chazal praised them, and that is, their wives never wore perfume. The Nazir never wore perfume, so nobody would think that it came from the Ktoris. Below, oh, not only that, El Shahaya Echan Mehem, no se Isha Melkam Acher, if they ever out intermarried with a different family, a different population, Hayaposigimal Manashal Tispasim, they made a tsnai at the marriage. Amanatha, you don't wear perfume. Shaloyu Omrimi Maisa Pitama Ktoris Amis Basmos. So people don't say it came from the Ktoris. And now regarding both of these stories, the Gemara says, Lakai Mashanemar, Visim Nikiyame Shemim Yisrael. Right? Go above and beyond, out of Chshad, which is we had in the Mishnah earlier as well, regarding the Torim of the Shalom. Okay. There is a discussion in the Mefarshim in Yuma Daflamet Ches. The Bach already quotes that it says that the Alexandria merchants, they didn't know Pitz Maktoris. It's one of the Samamanim. We say it every morning in Pitz Maktoris. If you leave one out, Chayiv Misa. That's, by the way, why the Shulchan Aruch quotes, not all shuls say Pitz Maktoris on weekdays. Because Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, if you leave one out, Chayiv Misa. On weekdays, we're running around, we're running outside, we might skip one. So that's why it's better not to say it. Says the Shulchan, I think it's a Rama. I don't even remember. I have to look it up. But that's why there's a minute. I mean, Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say Pitz Maktoris on weekdays. Because Shabbos, you can say it nice and slow. Say it, you know. But even if you say it, the Musar is that if you say it on weekdays, you got to say it slowly because you can't leave one out. But that's the Kash of the Bach. How can you leave one out? The Malashon. So Arachian, he said, how do they leave it out? So the Tosi Yishanim says maybe there were two types of Malashons. There's a Malashon that could be used and a Malashon that goes straight up. They knew one Malashon, not the other Malashon. But the Maritz Chayis there says in Yuma Daf Lamed Ches that no, maybe it's only Ma'akev and Chayiv Misa if you have a choice. If you don't know where it is, if you don't have it, then that's it. You have to bring it without the Malashon. Either way, that was the special herb that went straight up, and that's the discussion there in Yuma Lamed Ches. The discussion of the Beis Yosef has this discussion on Shulchan Aruch on that siman about Pitzum Haktoris. That's what he talks about, whether if you leave out Malashon. Rabbi Yosi Bamachazizi Omri Bishalayim. One time, Rabbi Yosi does a new Shalayim, Matsil Sasitidu Gechard, Bishal Beis Aftinis. I found a child from Beis Aftinis. Amarti lo bini meiz mishpacha at. I said, where are you from? Which family? Amarli mishpachas ploni, Amarti ploni. I'm from Beis Aftinis. Amarti lo bini, my son. Avosecha, lafishin is kavnu lorabos kvodan, ulumai kvod shamayim. Since your forefathers wanted to be marred by their own coven, and they wanted to be mamait, the Beis Hamikdash is covered. Lafichach kvodam nisma'it ukvod shemayim nisraba. That's why kvodam nisma'it, their covenant has been lessened. Why? Because their whole gavlus was during the Beis Hamikdash. Now there is no more Beis Hamikdash, so their covenant has been nisma'it, but the kvod shemayim has been nisraba. So what does that mean? The kvod shemayim is now nisraba. Either it's a euphemism that really I wish it was, but there's no Beis Hamikdash anymore, or the Karban Eida says unbelievable. Karban Eida says no. Once a churban happened, everybody sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a just God, and we deserve to be punished. And he's not nosei panim; he doesn't show favoritism, and he carries out punishment at least on etzim bavanim, if not on people. So that shows nisrabe kvodam shemayim, because they say that as Haras Hashvatim say hakshot. That's what the amazing line in the Karban Eida. Okay. Amr Rabbi Akiva Sachli Shimon Ben Luga Malakida Yisi Asavim Ani Vitinok Echad Mishal Beis Aftinis. Rabbi Akiva says that Shimon Luga told me that I was once gathering grass with a child from Beis Aftinis for Yisi Oso Shebacha for Yisi Oso Shesacha. I saw he cried and then I saw he left. Amar Tilo Bini Lama Vachisa Amar Li, why did I cry? Al Kvod Shal Beis Abba Shin Ismait. I see the schar that we're going to get. Mara Isa, what caused you to think about this all of a sudden? Mala Ashan Lenegdi. Ah, I just saw some Mala Ashan. That's what made me think of this. Show me where it is. Show me where Mala Ashan is. Sorry, it's a Mesara. I'm not allowed to tell anybody, even though there's no more Beis Hamikdash. But maybe even here, for sure, I'm not allowed to tell anybody because I don't want anybody using it for the wrong purposes. Amr Biyachon Menuri, Paga, skipping the parentheses, Paga Bizakin Echon Mishal Beis Aftinis. I once met an old man from Beis Aftinis, Umagilas Samaman and Biyado, and he had the recipe box in his hand. Amrli Rebbe, he says to me, Rebbe, L'shaver Hayu Beis Abed Snuin. Before, earlier in history, my family worked Sanuin. V'hayu Mosernes and Megillah Hazos Ilu Elu. And they used to pass this down from father to son. The Achshav she'enan beisav ne'emanim. Now my family is not ne'emanim. Helachas a Megillah v'zarba. you take the Megillah of Yizarba. So you see that they really were L'shem Shamayim. They really wanted to pass it on from generation to generation, and once their family warrants wasn't Roy anymore, they gave it. They did teach people. When I told Rabbi Akiva this story, Zolgu Einav Dema'os, he started crying. V'amar Me'ata Ein Anu Tzrichan Laskir L'gnai. No more Haskar L'gnai, because look, they were L'shem Shamayim. Right? Says the Karbana Eda, top line, Shari Nikar, Shekavanasam Haisal Shamayim, it's Nikar that they were L'shem Shamayim. Elazar Allah Paroches, as Elazar was in charge of all the curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. Just shows you, he cried because he was choshei to somebody. Shows you, for years he cried because you should always think about the good of people. That's a big kasha. They asked that. Rabbi Akiva was before Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So that Mishnah in Yom already says Eilu L'Gnai. So if they weren't Gnai anymore, so what do you mean? So that's a kasha. It's a kasha. Like we had yesterday, Akiva was earlier. So it's a kasha. Elazar la paroches, shahayim amuna al orge paroches. Oh, unless you say it means me'ata, at least these people. Maybe the earlier people weren't totally l'shem Shemayim. But then why would he mention it? Why would he cry? Why would he cry? So it's a tzorachin, it's a good kasha. Why that's still listed in the Mishnah. There are answers. There are answers given. Elazar la paroches, shahayim amuna al orge paroches. He was in charge of weaving all the curtains. I think the Gemara later on is going to tell us there were a number of curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. He was in charge of weaving. Pinchas ha-malbish. Pinchas was in charge of malbish, of clothing the Kohanim. Shaya malbish big day kahuna gadola. He used to help the Kohen Gadol get dressed. The Rav Bar Tanura on this Mishnah says, oh, it means all the Kohanim. Gemara says Kohen Gadol. We don't have time now. I thought maybe it could mean Dafka Kohen Gadol. And maybe tomorrow we'll start off with a 5-minute shiur on the Big Day Kahuna. Okay, we'll see. Let's continue now, though. The one time a Kohen dressed an officer, unclear whether he used the Big Day Kahuna or just begadim. And it's just to show us that dressing somebody is a special act. He either gave him 8 or 12 gold pieces, just to show us that dressing somebody is a special action. There's never less than 7 Amar Kolin. What's Amar Kolin? The Ribavon says it's from the word Mar, right? It's Al Hakol. Where is it? Mar Al Hakol. He's Mar, he's the master of all. Amar Kol is like an officer. There are 7 officers in the Beis HaMikdash, Vishlosha Gizbarin, and 3 treasurers. Vedos Yisrael, Atzir Pachas Mishnayim. You never do any financial activities publicly except with 2 people, so they balance each other out. Chutz Ben Achiel, Shal Choli Me'ayim, Valazah Shal Aparoches, Sha'osa Kibbul Rav Atzir Olayim. Unless somebody has the trust of the people, still, they're able to do it alone. Even though the profession pointed out, maybe it's still not a good idea. You should always have 2 people. 2 people who can see the books. Tani, the Brisa adds on, Mishnei Kaslikin. Also, you should have 2 Kaslikin on top of the Gizbarin. You have the Arma Kolin, the Gizbarin, and the Kaslikin. Hadohu Dichsev, as the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim. V'yechiyav Uziyahu v'nachas Gizbarin. Those are the 3 Gizbarin. V'asav v'rimos v'yozavad v'eliyav v'yismach Yahu u'machas v'banayahu. That's 7. Arma Kolin. Pekidin b'yad. So they're all under Konan Yahu v'shim Yachav. Those are the Kasilkin. Kaslikin, the Mifkad, and they're all under the Mifkad Yechizkiyahu HaMelech, Vazayo Negid Beis Elokim. Those are the Melech Kohen Gadol. That's the Yechizkiyahu HaMelech, and Azayo was these Kohen Gadol. Kshu Chosim, that's the Remez. You have to have all of these numbers of officers. Kshu Chosim, let's say you want to put away some money from the Beis HaMikdash, and you want to seal it in a package. So you have a lot of sealants on it to make sure that it's safe. Hagizbar Shuchosim, Hagizbar Chosim. First, the Gizbar signs it, stamps it. Vnosel Hamarkol, Hamarkol Chosim. Vnosel Kaslikin, Kaslikin Chosim. Vnosel Kohen Gadol Chosim. Vnosel Melech, and the Melech keeps it. Ukshu Matir, and when you want to undo them, then everybody's only allowed to undo their own stamp. So Ukshu Matir, Hamelech Roach Chosmo Matir, Kohen Gadol Roach Chosmo Matir, Kaslikin Roach Chosmo Matir, Hamarkol Roach Chosmo Matir, Gizbar Roach Chosmo Matir. Everybody undoes their own stamp, and in that way, you make sure that all of these guards are in place. No financial activity done except with 2 people. Rav Nachman b'Shem Rabbi Ma, Rabbi Mana al Shem v'Heim Yichuas Azav as Chizv Azar Gaman. That's the remez of the pasuk. V'Heim is plural, so that's a plural. You always have 2 at least. Okay, 2 Chazals might be somewhat famous, but it's definitely worth thinking about. Definitely a drasha here. Amar Rabbi Chama be Rabbi Chanina. Everybody agrees Moshe Rabbeinu was a rich person. Where did he get his riches from? 2 days in the Gemara. First day, mi psoles shaluchos he'eshir Moshe. From the psoles of the luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu made the second luchos. Hado d'chsev psolecha, shtei luchos avanim, psolecha shetei psoles shalcha. Moshe Rabbeinu himself chiseled out the second luchos. From that extra chiseling, that made him rich. Amazing. So he wouldn't have been rich if it was just the first luchos, if the egel wouldn't have happened. Hidaka became rich maybe as a reaction to the fact that he saved Klal Yisrael. Psolecha, the first luchos was Ma'aseh Elokim. Psolecha, from the psolos of the luchos, he got rich. No, Gersh Baruch Hu made a quarry of special stones in his tent. He created a special quarry of stones, umimenu ha'eshir Moshe. So that's how he got it. So did he get rich from something public, the luchos, or something private, mitoch ahalo? Okay, something to think about, what these 2 days are. Something natural or something miraculous. Something private, something public. A lot happening here. Something about his own ahalo. He put it outside the machaneh, and it's from his ohel. So, something to think about today when we have a moment. Ksiv, the Gemara continues, v'hibidu achrei Moshe ad boho ohela. They looked after Moshe until he came to his tent. So already, we had a Gemara earlier like this also. Train amoraim, two rabbis. Chad amar l'gnai v'chad amar l'shevach. One Amora says that this pasuk means that Bnei Yisrael thought badly of Moshe. Some say no, they were praising him. Look at those thick legs, those thick thighs. He's eating well. Man, what a rich guy that is. Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything he eats is from the Jews. In other words, they were Danim Lagav Chova. Tara, unbelievable. You think they did this about Moshe Rabbeinu? That's why some of the Farshim say what this Gemara is doing here. It just shows you that's why you need two people in charge of the money, in charge of the books. So nobody can ever be Choshed, because they were even Choshed Moshe Rabbeinu, let alone anybody else. Called the Mitzlei Min Yehudai, everything he has is from the Jews. Umadar Malashavach, the one who says it's praise, Michami Tzadikai Umizake, V'tovi Tzachas Lamech B'yasi. Oh, it's wonderful to see Tzadikim. It's wonderful for us to have the schus to see Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, we'll stop here. The next mission is a new topic. And we will, B'ez Hashem, continue. Okay, today's shiur was a Zecha Nishmas. Yitzchak ben Yerachmiel, David ben Yishai, and Yisro ben Eliezer, the Baal Shem.